There's one thing that this Bemidji State women's hockey team doesn't do. They never give up.
I've been high, I've been low, traveled down every single road. I've had love, I've felt pain, but it's all just a part of the game.
Even when a fluky goal goes off their own defenseman.
Don't worry about it. You know, honestly, better to be a fluky one off us than having Brant backdoor doing something awesome. So
even when a reviewed power play goal doesn't show it went off of a high stick,
things happen. Even the second goal, like, pretty big controversy with the video and such, so it gives us a little bit of confidence that they weren't fantastic goals, they were just regular hockey goals, you know.
Some teams are just going to get the lucky bounce. Last night, it wasn't BSU who had the puck luck, it was the Gophers. After all that, Bemidji State senior captain Hannah Moore had some words of wisdom.
If we could come into this game the same as today, then I think we'll be in a good place, or just step up another notch, because Wisconsin, we had that tight Friday game, and then Saturday, we had a different team out there, so we just have to be on the ball and ready to go.
The Lady Beavs played as well as they could have against the third-ranked Gophers last night, even tying up the game 1-1 in the first period. That started with a fantastic play at the Gopher blue line by Alexis Joyce.
Intercepted by Bemidji State. Nice play by Joyce. Now Wyvoda. Poke checked off of Wyvoda's stick. Beaver is able to keep it in play. Nice job by Alexis Joyce. They're reaching for the puck. A shot. Oh, clank up the Bemidji goal! Cicely Nelson comes up with the rebound. Bemidji State ties up the game. What a play. First of all, Alexis Joyce on that play. Keeping the play alive, reaching for the puck at the blue line. She was outside of the zone, kept the play alive, skated up the middle, fired the shot. Puck comes off the far post, finds Cicely Nelson, and she puts that one away. Bemidji State, the tying goal there by Cicely Nelson. What a play by the Beavers.
But it was that reviewed power play goal by the Gophers in the third period that gave the visitors the 2-1 win. Tonight, the Beavers need to bring that same intensity to game two and hope that the puck luck is on their side.
Puck luck, right? Maybe it was them today, maybe it's us tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow we can get a call back or get some sort of bounce the same way.
It's time for the Beavers to shine like the stars they are. The puck drops in 30 minutes. But first, the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.